Before signing up for the Army, Roy Campbell was afraid the war would end before he could get there to help. But that was not the case. He ended up being the only man from his Eau Claire division who stayed 5 years, from 1940 to 45. His training with the National Guard's 32nd Division started in Louisiana, where one day he had walked 16 miles to continue his Wisconsin tradition of duck hunting.
Well, we got back to camp, and everything was moving. People, trucks running, and everything was moving. I mean, what the heck's going on? And the camp guard says, well, don't you know Pearl Harbor was bombed? We looked at each other like, where's Pearl Harbor?
Campbell's unit was called to fight by General Douglas MacArthur.
We were the first American troops to ever fly into combat. They were in Australia, and MacArthur needed us right away because the Japanese were coming down bombing Australia.
Weight limits on the C-47s used to fly the men in meant essential equipment had to be left behind.
So we went into combat with no steel helmets or anything. In fact, we went to fight the Japanese with rifles, no bayonets, 60 rounds of ammunition per man, and hand grenades.
Roy Campbell served in New Guinea and the Philippines. The gruesome conditions, bad food, and disease are chronicled in his 2006 book, Kindling for the Devil's Fires, Journeys of an Infantryman. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News in Eau Claire.